A new health document was launched in Dublin today by the Council for Justice and Peace at the Irish Catholic Bishops' Conference. The paper, entitled Caring for Health in Ireland, is a response to the health care reform outlined in the current Program for Government prepared by the Irish government. Lead author of the document, Professor Tony Fahey, is head of social policy in the School of Applied Social Studies at the University College Dublin. He told Lydia O'Kane more about the paper.
It was the Irish Council for Justice and Peace, which is an Episcopal commission, which put this document together. And certainly from a justice point of view, there are huge issues in the health sector in Ireland.
You say that there are huge health issues in the health sector in Ireland. What are the problems and what are the bishops proposing?
Well, the one of the problems that's very widely recognised is that we have a two-tier health system. About half the population depends on the public health service, and then the other half of the population has private health insurance. And private health insurance, in effect, gives people preferential access to health services. And so this is a major concern. Now, what the bishops have done here is comment on plans announced by the new government that arrived into office last February on how to reform the sector. And one of the things we wanted to do was actually to welcome an emphasis in the government's plan on removing these inequities in the system and creating a single-tier system of access that would be based on need rather than on ability to pay, and that would fulfil the principle of social solidarity.
With regard to the programmes, I mean, in what areas would you like to see? For instance, I was looking at the document earlier and you talk about mental health services, you talk about disability, older people and palliative care. Are these really primary areas that you'd like to see looked at?
Well, we commented on all aspects. Our document here is reactive in a sense in that we're commenting on plans announced by the government rather than prescribing our own program. And so the government's reform plans are quite wide-ranging, and consequently our document is wide-ranging. There is a general commitment to a more efficient and a more equitable health service, and we simply want it to voice support for that and try to ensure that it's carried through. It will face a lot of obstacles, not least those that arise from the current crisis and the pressure on governments to cut back expenditure. So there will be to cut back expenditure in the field of health. And in that context, therefore, it's very important to have a clear set of principles as to what your priorities are and so on. Cutbacks, if they have to be made, will be done in such a way as to minimise damage and even perhaps go in hand in hand with improvements in certain areas.
Like many other countries in Europe, Ireland, of course, has been going through a very severe economic crisis. You were talking there about a two-tiered society. How difficult is it for people? We also have seen a huge rise in health insurance for people as well. So what difficulties are we really talking about here?
Well, the one of the concerns that we were raising is that in what the government is proposing, they focus almost entirely on the health services. Now, it is well known in Ireland, as in every other country, that health services, the medical system, if you like, is very important for people's health, but it is by no means the only thing. There are very many things that can be done to improve public health outside of the health services. In Ireland in recent years, for example, there's been a fairly strong campaign on reduction in smoking. We had a very effective road safety campaign. We used to have one of the worst road accident death rates in Europe. Now we're down nearly among the best. Those kinds of things have very little to do with the health services or the medical system. They depend on all kinds of other interventions in other areas. And another one we mention a lot in our document is the whole problem of educational disadvantage. People who leave school with no qualifications, maybe with literacy difficulties and so on, they're very likely to face poor health in their later years. And this won't be solved by more medical treatment. What is needed there is a much more inclusive and effective education system, which will maintain them in a more developmental path through life. So those are the kinds of things we were talking about. And one of the criticisms we do have of government policy is that it doesn't really deal with those broader issues. And it does implicitly then go along with this notion that health policy is about medical services. And we are saying that it needs to be much broader than that.
Just for our listeners, I just wanted to ask you the question. In the last budget, were there huge cuts to health?
I wouldn't say huge. There are pressures, it's true, to cut back in health spending, and those will be increased in the years to come. So certainly there isn't going to be more money available for the health services in the future. That means that the challenge is to, as they say here, to do more with less. That in fact that challenge can be met, that there are very many areas where public health can be improved that don't necessarily cost huge amounts of money. And indeed, there are many areas where huge amounts of money are spent and very little benefit is gained from that expenditure. So what we are saying is that government should concentrate on that analysis as to what works in health policy, what is really important for protecting and promoting people's health, and what is secondary, and then if they are forced to make cutbacks, that they ensure that the cutbacks fall on those areas which are least critical for people's health. And there are many of those.
Is it a case that the word health has been it's eluded successive governments, the idea of a successful health system? And because it would seem that even in the past, even in the previous governments and previous ministers, such as Minister Mary Harney, there seems to have been, even under the Celtic Tiger, a sense that the health system wasn't all it should be.
Yes, it has proved very difficult to come to grips with the problems in the health sector. Now, there has been the analysis of some of the fundamental problems has been there for a long time. We know, for example, that one of the difficulties in the Irish system is that people end up, there's very much an over-utilisation of expensive hospital services. People come to hospital far too quickly. Now, that is because primary care services in the community, you know, through the GP system and local clinics and so on, is underdeveloped here. So people end up coming into hospital for relatively minor things that should be dealt with earlier along the line and in facilities and services that are much less high-tech and high-cost. So the authorities here have been aware of that for a number of years, but it has proved extremely difficult to shift the system away from the current inefficiencies that are built into it.
Just one final question, Professor Farhid. Just coming back to the whole idea of the bishops launching this Caring for Health in Ireland. They talk a lot about key principles from Catholic social teaching. They talk about human dignity, the common good, participation, solidarity, yeah, and subsidiarity. That it goes right through this document.
Yes, that's true. I mean, it is. As I said, it was the Irish Council for Justice and Peace, which is a council of the Irish Episcopacy, emphasises the justice aspects of government health policy. Now, it is also true that one of the reforms that's being contemplated at the moment is to convert public hospitals, current public hospitals, into not-for-profit trusts, which is an interesting move in the direction of subsidiarity, which has been emphasised in Catholic social teaching for many years. So there are aspects of government policy now which are moving in a direction that was, I suppose, it would have been surprising 30 years ago to hear public health officials and say these kinds of things. But that is now what is happening, and so we're picking up on that, commenting on it, and broadly speaking, welcoming the thrust of government policy in those areas.